The 14th annual Saratoga Choral Festival will feature the choral music of Aaron Copland, including the rarely heard complete Old American Songs for Chorus and Full Orchestra. Also on the program is the music from Bernstein's A Wonderful Town and selections from Candide. Andrea Goodman joins us now to tell us more. She currently serves as the director of the Cantilena Chamber Choir and the Northern Berkshire Chorale in Western Massachusetts. She has been a visiting professor of conducting at the New England Conservatory of Music and has served as director of choruses at Skidmore College and New York University. A great pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
It's always wonderful to have you here. It's hard to believe it's the 14th.
Yes, it is. It's the 14th year.
So what are you able to accomplish this year that you're proud of?
Well, it's really a wonderful opportunity to put on the Old American Songs of Copland, because we actually have coming up on tomorrow night at Tanglewood, Thomas Hampson is doing the version for solo voice and orchestra, and the version for full chorus and orchestra is rarely done. For one reason, the score doesn't exist. they sent me a score with just the solo voice part, but I've been doing this music since I'm 10 years old,
right.
And so we know it, and we're going to do it with a full orchestra and a chorus. The chorus arrangement's not done by Copland, but done by Robert Page, the director of the Cleveland Orchestra Chorus for many years.
So this is something that I guess each year in deciding what you're going to do, you look for things new, but there's always you always have a wish list. Is there always that list out there of things that you want to do eventually?
Well, we have the good fortune of having an orchestra, so that makes a big difference to be able to put on larger works for a larger chorus and orchestra together. My groups in Berkshire County are smaller, and so we do more chamber size works. But this is and the chorus is quite good, but we also only have 3 weeks of rehearsal, which is unheard of in the volunteer choir.
Right.
Land. So
that voluntary choir, they come from all over.
Yes, they do. We have singers as far away as Lake Placid and Saranac Lake and the Berkshires and, you know, far south too.
What do you think they get out of it? I mean, obviously we as an audience get a wonderful experience. What do you think they as singers and as members of a choral group get out of it?
I think year after year I get the same singers coming back because they just love the repertoire. That's one thing we have the really good fortune of picking, repertoire that singers want to sing in. As a conductor, I was am still a singer first, and I pick things that I want to do myself. So that attracts singers to come and do that. And everybody loves this music, so that really makes a big difference. And then the works of Candide, I just don't hear that very often in this region for chorus.
So, why do you think that is?
Well, they're not exactly easy. I aired before I said that the works of Candide were arranged by Robert Page. The works for Copland Old American Songs are Irving Fine's arrangements. And that's more popular. That's something geared toward college. But you don't hear so much the Bernstein. Plus, there's the arrangement of Wonderful Town, not On the Town. There's On the Town and Wonderful
Right.
Town, two different things. And this is just not as well known, I think, but it's still Bernstein in all his glory. Why, oh, did I ever leave Ohio? That's one of the songs on Wonderful Town.
Great stuff.
Yes.
You talked a moment ago about having the, of being able to have an orchestra, of being one of the great pluses.
Right.
So how do you work with the orchestra? Give us a sense of what that relationship is like.
Well, I have the good fortune, again, of working with the same people year after year. And so we have only one rehearsal, which is quite normal in this world of chorus and orchestra work. And they get sent the parts way in advance, and they've looked at it, and they come in, and we pretty much woodshed it and go through it and make sure it's all there and in one rehearsal. And we do it. We just do it every year. So
this festival, walk us through what'll be going on.
Well, we've been rehearsing for, now this is our second week. We have one more week to go, and then the dress rehearsal and the concerts on Sunday. This year, we're going to be at the Saratoga Springs United Methodist Church because they're renovating the Spa Little Theater for the Chamber Music Festival, Lincoln
Right.
Center. So we're in a church situation, and that's fine. and we're going to be ready to go. The rehearsals are going really well, and everyone's having a great time because the music is just great.
When you say they're going, how do you know that?
Everybody's smiling.
Oh, okay, good.
And everybody shows up.
Also a good sign.
Yes, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
And, you can always tell right away because this is probably one of the larger turnouts that we've had in 14 years in terms of the choir participants. Other choirs that perform, like Burnt Hills Oratorio Society, where a lot of the singers come from, they sign up in September and they're there for the year, but I have to pretty much start from scratch every year and get singers to sign up just for the 3-week summer program. And so, that's always a challenge to try to get all the people to come back, and they do when they enjoy it, but it's starting over every year.
And always an eye to, next year will be 15 years. So
that's right. Yes, I don't know.
Eye to the future.
I'm sure we'll be back at the Spa Little Theater and then plan something big.
Well, this is pretty big.
Is pretty big.
You got a lot going on.
I should have saved it for next year, but I couldn't wait. I really couldn't wait. And actually, we came up with this idea right after our Brubeck concert last year. We were sitting around Mamma Mia's in Saratoga thinking what we could do, and we were all so excited after last year. And then this came immediately to us. I think my husband has something to do with it. Clarence Fanto, he said, you ought to do Bernstein and Copeland. So,
well, you are indeed. It is this 14th annual Saratoga Choral Festival will feature the choral music of Aaron Copland, including the rarely heard complete old American songs for chorus and full orchestra. Also on the program, Bernstein's A Wonderful Town and selections from Candide. The annual concert is open to the public at the Saratoga Springs United Methodist Church on Sunday, July 27th, at 3 o'clock. For more information, you can go to saratogachoralfest.org, saratogachoralfest.org. Andrea Goodman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about our Saratoga Choral Festival.
Enjoy the festival, and our best to all the wonderful singers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.